Pirates as well. He said he's having himself a heck of a ball game. But now here's what you want. If you're the Bearcats, you're in this game on the road. You're down six with 10 minutes to go. This is wheelhouse for them. This is where they want to be, within a score and have the football. This is time now for Anthony Sweeney, Mychak, Casey Sweeney and company to shine.
From the 35-yard line, back to pass, Mychak rolls. He has Anthony Sweeney, and it is caught in Harbor Beach territory, way down at the 41-yard line. A beautiful pass from Mychak to Sweeney on the far sideline, and it is complete, flipping the fields.
Absolutely great play call by Coach Kaufman and company. Matt Mychak delivers a perfect throw as Anthony Sweeney leaks off the line down the right sideline. They catch James Shelkey cheating up on the line to try and help stop the run. He's late to get over there, and a good throw and catch. A little bit of a dive by Anthony Sweeney, but he's able to haul it in and make a big catch for the Bearcats. First down now as they take over again here in Pirate territory.
At the 41-yard line of Harbor Beach, T formation right to left across your radio. Mychak is under center, hands it off to Anthony Sweeney, and this one gets out for maybe for a yard, as Anthony Sweeney claims he's still running, but forward progress had stopped at the 40-yard line for a gain of a yard. Brought down by number 76 of Harbor Beach, Evan Smiglinski, defensive tackle.
I don't blame him. I didn't hear a whistle either. He tried to keep going, but a late whistle ruled him down, which is probably the right call. A short gain there as his legs come out for under him. Evan Smiglinski makes the tackle after just a short gain by Anthony Sweeney.
Cassidy leads USA with 4 minutes left in the ballgame, 28-0. Still no word on that Hammondy Lakers game. Last we're hearing, 7-6, but that was 5 minutes ago. So Hamdi's still hanging on by 1 point over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. 8:48 left in regulation. Ubley on offense, trailing by 6 points. Mychak back to pass, rolling to his left. Has a receiver open, is caught at the 28-yard line. Anthony Sweeney inside the 10, and finally brought down at the 7-yard line. From the 40 down to the 7, but we have a flag in the backfield, way back at the 48-yard line. Personal foul. Roughing the passer.
It looks like roughing the passer.
So the catch remains, and Ubley is in the red zone.
Great, again, great play call. I love the play action. You got to be able to throw the football or do different things to keep defenses off the line of scrimmage to help out your running game. And that's exactly, Matt Mychak throws a perfect pass. Yep, that is roughing the passer. I think 78, the guilty party, Zach Schweitzer for Harbor Beach. Hit Mychak just a little bit late, kind of a bang-bang play, but nonetheless, the completion is the bigger portion of this play, as there was nobody out there. James Shelkey covers the deep receiver, Michael Anderson, cheating up on the line of scrimmage, trying to help take away the run, gives away his receiver, and another big catch there from Mychak to Sweeney in the flat. And again, got to hold your ground there. Got to read the defense. Play action wins again for the Bearcats. Now they're inside the 5 with a chance to tie this game back up.
T formation. Mychak is under center. Handoff to Ethan Lemke. Gets down to about the 1 yard line. No word yet from the officials as they're coming in. Looks like he's down about to the 1 yard line as they're still squaring this one away. Regardless, it's a 3 yard gain for Ethan Lemke, number 10. And they're going to say brought down by number 56, Justin Wuschlager, linebacker. Second down, goal to go from less than the 1 yard line.
So Ethan Lemke has a nose for the end zone. They give it to him right away, and he literally is probably less than a football away from the goal line. A good run by him, setting up. Now they got three opportunities to pound it home from the headline. To me, I'm giving it to my powerhouse back, and that's Anthony Sweeney. Be shocked if they go any other direction.
Mychak under center, 3 men backfield. Mychak turns, hands it off, and Ethan Lemke's brought down as a hand reached out from behind him.
78,
number 78,
Zach Schweitzer
grabbed him by the jersey and said, not so fast, and brought him down for a loss of a yard back at the 1 yard line. Third down, goal to go.
Lemke again on the carry. They try that left side again. Not so fast. I can't believe from that short a yardage you either don't try a QB sneak or give it to your power back, a bigger back, and Anthony Sweeney. But nonetheless, that's going to be a loss of a half a yard maybe on that play. Back the football up just a little bit. But no harm done there if you're the Bearcats. You still got 2 plays to pound it in from the 1 yard line. Let's see if they go with Anthony Sweeney this time.
Harbor Beach leading by 6 points. Ubley trying to make that different. Handoff, and this is touchdown, Ubley. Ethan Lemke from a yard out rumbles in, and he's in for the score. We are tied with 6:45 left in the fourth quarter, 22 apiece.
I guess the only thing you won't expect is giving it to Lemke again for the third try, and he gets his way into the end zone to tie up this football game. What a great game we've had in front of us, and an all-important play here, two-point conversion coming up. And if Ubley can convert, they will take the lead late in the fourth quarter.
So a two-point conversion coming up. If they can make this, they'll take the lead by 2 points. If not, we'll be tied for the remaining 6 minutes and 45 seconds. Ubley marched 3 minutes and 31 seconds over 60 yards on six plays. Mychek under center, wing tee to the right, rolling to his right, looking to pass, and has a receiver, and it hits the back of number 13, Mason Yon, and the two-point conversion is no good, so we are tied. 6 minutes and 45 seconds left in regulation. 22-22. Ubley marches 60 yards to tie it up, but cannot convert on the two-point conversion. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network.
Your number one Thumb Area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, other area games, Lakers and Hamity in a dogfight. Turnovers galore, and Brendan Wisner just threw an interception as Hamity still hanging on to that one-point lead, 7-6. The game in front of us, 6:45 left in regulation. It's 22-22 as Sweeney's kick for Ubley. That's Ryan Sweeney, comes in at the 27-yard line. James Shelkey brings in, still on his feet across the 35 and finally brought down to the 38-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Harbor Reach Pirates with a 62-yard field to work with 6:39 left in regulation.
Very typical field position for the Pirates. Same scenario, just about that 40-yard line. They're going to say their own 39, so a spot they're very comfortable in, but 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Harbor Beach can control their own destiny. They can manage the clock. They can run the football. They can throw it. The whole playbook is open. But if you're the Bearcats, nothing to lose here. You got to keep everything in front of you, not allow the big play, and see if you can't force overtime or a turnover of some kind.
Spread formation. James Shelkey is for himself on the cross, nearly to midfield, across the 45, down to the 47. A 7, maybe 8 yard gain on the play. Tackle made by Skyler Lasoski. 6.5 left to play. Clock continue to roll. 22-22. Harbor Reach now 2nd and 2.
Wow, who else? It's 10th tackle of the game, leading any other teammate by 5 tackles or more. Skyler Lasoski all over the place on defense, leading the charge for the Bearcats. But that time, though, James Shelkey was able to get the better of it. About an 8 yard gain on 1st down, 2nd and 2, as the Pirates going to go back to the wing tee.
Shelkey with 18 carries, 107 yards on the night. 2nd down, 2 to go, full house tee. Shelkey's under center, trying to milk the play clock for all of its worth. Going to keep it for himself, coming around the right side this time. Has the 1st down across midfield and down at the 49-yard line of Ubley territory. Brought down by Anthony Sweeney. Seems to be all over that field tonight. Stops the clock momentarily with 5:46 to move the chains. 22-22, Harbor Reach on offense, tied against the Ubley Bearcats.
Love the play call there on both sides. Anthony Sweeney showing off that athleticism, is able to race Shelkey to the sideline here, making the tackle after a short gain. Shelkey diving ahead to get that 1st down, but the read option run perfectly. Cole Anderson had the ball. Shelkey takes it away from him. We didn't see what he likes and is able to get just enough for the 1st down. Bearcats, though, still hanging in here.
And off to Cole Anderson, up the gut, out to across, still fighting all the way down to the 45-yard line as Zach Walker had him back at the 49-yard line, as somehow Anderson marches forward for another 4 yards. 2nd down, 6 to go for the Pirates. 5:09 left in regulation, milking the clock.
watching Cole Anderson run and watching Anthony Sweeney run is two of the same guy, just wearing different uniforms. And if you're going to arm tackle these guys, you're going to go for a free ride. And Cole Anderson this time gives Zach Walker that complimentary couple-yard ride as a 2-yard gain turns into a 4 or 5-yard gain for the Pirates.